This is WUWM. I'm Emily Files. The City of Racine Health Department is ordering school buildings to close after Thanksgiving until mid-January. Racine Health Administrator Dottie K. Bowersox issued the order because she expects holiday gatherings to worsen Racine's surging coronavirus spread. When the order came out on Thursday, the city's COVID positivity rate was above 35%.
We've seen significant spikes after every single major holiday during this pandemic. I'm fearful that the numbers we're seeing now will increase even more significantly. And if that's the case, our system, our public health system, is exhausted. I'm worried about the healthcare, the police, and the fire systems not being able to provide services on a regular venue because they will be overwhelmed with those individuals that are ill.
The order directs school buildings to close to both students and staff between November 27th and January 15th. Bowersox says schools are gathering places, so they pose a risk for COVID spread. The directive applies to 19 private schools and 24 public schools in Racine, Wind Point, and Elmwood Park. The public schools have been doing mostly remote learning, but some private schools have been open in person. Pete Vanderpy is principal of Racine Christian School, where about 160 K-8 students have been in classrooms this year.
We've had only 3 students test positive so far this year. We've had other students who have been quarantined due to being a close contact of someone. None of the students who were close contacts of our positive cases ever developed COVID. So we've had very good success in keeping our students in school.
Vanderpy says his school and others are exploring legal action against the health order. In September, private schools successfully fought a Dane County health order that mandated remote instruction. The state Supreme Court issued a temporary injunction allowing those schools to reopen. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.